Today's daf Masechet Shabbos, daf Kuf Chav Zayin. After discussing the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim, our daf shifts on Amud Beis to a related topic of Bein Adam L'Chavero, that of judging people favorably. Dan L'Kaf Schus, as the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos teaches us. And not being suspicious as well, not being suspicious of kasher people's activities. Choshed B'Ksherim. We have the statement of Rish Lakish, back on Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, HaChoshed B'Ksherim, Loke Begufo. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva writes, Choshed B'Ksherim is one of the 24 ways that inhibits a person's ability to do teshuva, brings pain inflicted upon a person as a punishment for such a mistaken error. The Rambam appears to count this requirement as a mitzvah min Torah, mitzvahs ase kuf ayin zayin, sefer chinuch as well. After explaining the requirement of judges to equate the litigants in a given case, that's learned out from the words, "Betzedek tishpot amitecha," the Rambam writes in the words, "V'yeshpo od, shiraui ladona chaviro l'kafschus." Not only are the judges required to see the two people standing in front of them as equal in their eyes, but a person is supposed to judge each person favorably. V'loy faresh ma'asav v'arav l'tov l'chesed, should translate, interpret their actions, what they're doing, for good, and seeing that they're doing something appropriate. Other Rishonim, such as the Meiri, Masechta Shavuos, and Daf Nun, held this was not a mitzvah min Torah, it was rather a midas chasidus, and the words, "Betzedek tishpat amitecha," were just a hint, a smachta, not a full-fledged source. Rav Asher Weiss, an essay in Parsha Shmos, in the year Tavshin Ayin Hei, he notes, however, that the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, in Perek Hei, speaks about the midos of a Talmud Chacham, how a Talmud Chacham should look, and how a Talmud Chacham should act, and Halacha Zayin, he writes, and we had in the daf a few days ago, about the clothing of a Talmud Chacham, so Dan es kol ha'adam, the Rambam writes it over there, so then Rambam writes it in Halacha Zayin, Dan es kol ha'adam l'kav schus, misaper b'sheva chaveiro, should speak the praises of his friends, and judge him favorably, lo bignu to klal, not speak ill of other people, which sounds like the way the Rambam writes it, it's a concept in midot. It sounds like it's not a full-fledged obligation. So he brings there, Vashar Weiss brings the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, written by Shomer Kagan, the author of Mishnah Berurah, in the Asin Mitzvah Gimel. He says that there are two concepts here. In Pirkei Avos, the language is Heve Dan is Kola Adam Lekafsos. You should judge Midas Chasidus. Anybody you see and if you see on the street, you should judge favorably. The obligation that we see in Masechta Shavuos is a different language. He uses the language of Heve Dan is Chavercha Lekafsos. Chavetz Chaim wanted to differentiate between people that you see on the street, you should try to judge everyone you see favorably, and then there's the people that you know personally, and you know who they are, and you know their behavior, you know what they're like. Those are the people you should definitely have more of an obligation to be careful about how you judge them, more of a requirement. Now, in our daf, we have a few stories relating to this principle. One is about Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, who was sent to meet with a Roman noblewoman on matters related to the Jewish community. So he took off his tefillin before entering. The door was locked after he went in, and afterward he went into the mikvah. So despite these behaviors, his students did not suspect him of inappropriate behavior with this woman, to which Rabbi Yeshua praised them for being dan l'kaf schus. Yet, in Maseches Derech Eretz Rabba, Perek Hey, this being one of the Masechtos Ketanos, which can typically be found at the back of Seder Nezikin, in our Talmud Bavli, the teachings open with a statement of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, "La'olam yu kol b'nei adam chashuvim v'necha kelistim." All people should be in your eyes like bandits, like robbers. But you should respect them like Rabbi Gamliel. So a story is told about a guest who came to Rabbi Yeshua's house. He gave him food, drink, a place to sleep upstairs, and at night Rabbi Yeshua moved the ladder to get downstairs. The man woke up, grabbed what he could, and he tried to go to the opening, but he fell down to the ground floor, breaking his neck. In the morning, Rabbi Yeshua woke up, and he saw the man lying on the floor and lambasted him for his idiocy. The man said, I didn't know that you took away the ladder. So Rabbi Yeshua responded, "Empty one. You didn't realize that we suspected you from yesterday." So from here, Rabbi Yeshua made his statement, that we have to see every person as listim. So I don't understand. Doesn't this fly in the face of Rabbi Yeshua here on our daf, praising his students that they didn't judge him the wrong way and think he was doing something appropriate? So what about dan l'kaf schus, and how do we balance it? So clearly there's a powerful musar here. Rabbi Yeshua said, you have to be mechabed people, you have to honor people, you have to respect people, as if they'd be on the level of Rabbi Gamliel. But you are not required to leave yourself defenseless, to allow yourself to just be taken advantage of. So in the words of Maseches Kala Rabati in Perek Tes, Kabdeu v'chashdeu, to honor people, but to also be cautious at the same time. And as we heard, Rabbi Yeshua said, he was wary of the man on the prior day.